was, I've forgotten this one, yeah, I believe it was 84.
84 is when you sold it, you went to work.
And I went to work for.
What'd you do for that?
I had about 80 drivers that, I routed the buses and, kept a driver, tried to keep a driver on them, and, just, that 80 buses was my responsibility. At that time, we had about 300 buses running in North Fulton, and, we had four supervisors, and I was one of those four. And we transported the kids to and from.
And did you work during this time?
Yes, I taught school for 7 years, and then I started the first kindergarten and preschool north of Sandy Springs. And I worked there 36 years as director. At one time, we had like 400 students before they had it statewide kindergarten.
And what subject, when you taught, what subject did you teach?
I taught first grade.
And you both mentioned church. Has church always been a very, played an important role in Roswell? You said a lot of the activities were centered.
Yeah, I think it has changed a lot in that respect. That's one of the changes I've noticed. When we were growing up, there was just the Methodist, the Presbyterian, and the Baptist, and on Mimosa Street, and then there was the Second Baptist Church, which is now called Atlanta Street, and Lebanon, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have the Catholic Church involvement. There was not any of those. There were no Jewish churches in Roswell. Synagogues, rather. And so that changed. And when we were growing up, if you went, spent the night with someone, you went to church, it was automatic. You went to church with them the next day. And it didn't matter where they went to church, you went with them. And nobody thought anything about it. Now, I think it's more of a, like if you go visit a church, they think, oh me, they must be mad at their church. They're visiting this church and, you know, they're thinking about changing. And that's not true. I think a lot of it was, in those days, we just did that. Now, I think people are more competitive as to what church you go to. And of course, we have synagogues and we have the Catholic churches and all of that, which we did not have then. And lots of other religions have been Islamic, you know, and we didn't have any of that, which made it different because you knew everyone
mm-hmm.
before.
Would you say that the church is as important in Roswell now as it was, or more, how has it changed? Other than,
I've noticed
there's more.
The thing working with kids, I noticed that when we were growing up and when our children were growing up, everybody went to church. If you stayed out late on Saturday night, you were still expected to get up and go to church on Sunday. Now, I think church sometimes does not play that important role. I think we have big churches and they are full, but I don't think it has the same, there's so many other activities that people are involved in. Whereas when we, late earlier on, if you, like we were saying, when we were growing up, if you had an activity, you went to church. And they did not do ball practice on Wednesday night because that was church night. They did not do ball games on Sunday because that was church day, unless it was after the times of church. And I think that has made a difference. But there's more people, so they have to schedule playgrounds and buildings and so forth. But I think it lost some of its, the church being the center of a family when we grew.
And you're involved still in the church that you're in. And what kind of activities do you